Hello and welcome to Now Playing. This is Brock.
And this is Alicia.
And today we're talking about the X-Files I Want to Believe, the latest X-Files movie, now available on DVD. The X-Files I Want to Believe.
A.K.A. The X-Files I Wanted to Like It.
I want to believe I can like this movie. It stars David Duchovny, Gillian Anderson,
Billy Connolly,
Amanda Peet, and Mitch Pileggi.
I have no idea. I think it's probably Pileggi.
Pileggi with hard G's?
I have no idea.
I'm sure someone will write in and let us know. Maybe even Mrs. Pileggi. Anyway, so...
our friend Mitch.
So this X-Files movie takes place quite a many years after the last X-Files movie, which is a coincidence because this movie actually was released a whole bunch of years after the first X-Files movie.
Mm-hmm. Released, in my opinion, about at least 5 years too late.
At least 5 years too late. Now, you're the bigger X-Files fan of the two of us.
X-Files-file.
Is that what they call themselves?
I have no idea.
It's like the brown coats for the Firefly guys?
I just made that up myself.
Well,
that's kind of interesting.
Copyright it. Go for it. Get a trademark. So, you were the bigger X-Filesor of the two of us during the run of the show.
Yes.
So did you have bigger expectations of this than a normal person?
Well, I was looking forward to watching it. I was a big fan of the show. I have to say, although not a big enough fan to have watched the last few seasons, as I think most people felt the same way, unfortunately, since it did go pretty much downhill since David Duchovny left.
Right.
So I was excited to see it, and I was really wanting to like it, but unfortunately, I had a feeling I wasn't going to, and even more unfortunately, I was proven right.
Why don't you give a quick plot synopsis of the movie?
Okay, quick plot synopsis. And by the way, I should say, even though we do usually try not to give too many spoilers in our reviews, one of my issues with this movie was the plot itself, so I'm not going to be able to abide by that rule.
Yes.
Quick plot synopsis. The FBI approaches Scully, asks her to get Mulder to come back in because an agent has gone missing. Long story short, Amanda Peet is now the current FBI agent who they work with, and they reveal strange scientific experimentation freakiness, which is going on, and that's pretty much it.
The only part of the plot I'm going to...
What am I missing?
Is the reason they were brought in, the reason he was asked to come back in was because the FBI agent was missing and the only credible lead they have is a convicted pedophile priest.
Exactly.
Played by Billy Connolly, who has a psychic ability.
Yes, he is somehow getting visions linking him to the crime scenes and to this ring of crazy wacko scientists.
Right, and the idea is that these wacko scientists who are doing human experimentations are kidnapping all these people, and hilarity ensues. So, so this is the plot of the X-Files movie we've waited 10 years for. And that was my big deal.
Exactly.
Now, I understand there was some reasons there were not X-Files movies since then. Now, whether it's the actors or a legal thing, I'm not completely up on it, but I do know there was actually a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember when the movie came out last summer, they were talking about how it's, oh, we're so happy to be back and all this. But just like Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, this is the script they picked to come back to?
Exactly. They had years and years to be working on this script.
Well, even if they didn't have a script for years and years, wasn't there like one more story in the back of their head they thought they could tell? And Mulder is the supernatural guy, right? So this supernatural element of this whole psychic thing, in my opinion, is not enough to bring the guy who investigated what is it, black oil, aliens, abduction, big conspiracy stuff, they bring him back in for a psychic?
No, I completely agree. I think the very best parts of the X-Files were the supernatural elements, the governmental conspiracy elements, of course, all of the UFO elements, all of those things, none of which, almost none of which, were present in this movie. It was some crazy scientists doing experiments for reasons we don't really have a good sense of, and for reasons which aren't really very well explained either.
You're absolutely correct. They do not tell us why they do that.
There was no backstory. And unfortunately, tied in with the plot itself was what I felt to be a pretty lackluster script. Yeah. I thought the dialogue was pretty weak. I thought there were 5 minutes into the movie, Scully starts yelling at Mulder about, this isn't about this, this is about your sister, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we know. We've known this for years. This is about his sister. Have we not covered that a million episodes ago?
Well, while we're talking about these two, what I found really funny about this movie was the two of them are very close, and they, spoiler alert, they're now together in... like a couple, which is a thing that the X-Files fans, I believe, wanted for a very long time.
By the end of the series, they were apparently together at least once because they had a baby together, or did they not? And I should also say, I admit, like I said, I did not see the last couple of seasons.
Right.
So we might have missed something. There might have been something that we didn't fully understand
which
that brought them to the point where they are with their relationship now.
Something that deserves to be noted is that this movie, I think, wanted to work on its own, so it didn't have to be linked to the X-Files. Unfortunately, you have, what, 8 seasons, 9 seasons, 10 seasons of the X-Files, plus a movie that came out 10 years ago. Constant reruns. It's a brand name. They're not
exactly
relaunching this like they were doing for other movies. They're not rebooting it. They're just telling a continuation story. So it's like a Monster of the Week episode of the X-Files instead of the Grand Scheme, which is what no one wants. If you're going to bring Mulder back into the fold, couldn't you actually find some proof of what he was trying to prove for 10 years?
Exactly. And that is what I think is my biggest problem with this entire movie. They've had how many years to get this movie going? Like you said, they're not looking to relaunch the series. They're
right.
not looking to redo anything. This could have been the opportunity to give everyone closure, to give all of those fans the chance to see all of the things they wanted to see, to give Mulder full closure on everything with his sister, or to actually have him vindicated that he is not just a crazy, kooky guy.
Right.
There actually are conspiracies, or to give Scully some sort of answers to whatever it is that she is looking for
right.
in her own way, or to show Mulder and Scully together and happy. Any of these things, I think, would have made this movie at least 100 times stronger.
So it's a missed opportunity.
Exactly.
I want to get back into the relationship between Scully and Mulder just for a second, because these two are now together. They're now lovers, and yet they call each other Mulder and Scully. Scully, Scully, Mulder, Mulder. I mean, if I'm sleeping with somebody, I just don't call her by her last name all the time. I think her first name would pop in once in a while. Or maybe just for the effect of, Fox, I want you to listen to me.
Exactly.
Just for the effect of, I mean it this time, Fox. Instead of saying, Mulder.
I would imagine that would grab his attention more than just Mulder for the millionth time.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's talk really quick, too, about the other actors in the movie. Amanda Peet. Amanda Peet is the kind of actress for me that when she is in a movie, I'm like, oh, Amanda Peet's in this. She's never, oh, Amanda Peet's in this? Or, oh, Amanda Peet's in this.
Exactly.
It's always, oh, Amanda Peet's in this.
I like Amanda Peet.
I
think she's fine. Unfortunately, I think some of her flaws as an actress are that she does tend to be rather wooden. And unfortunately, pairing her up with David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson, both of whom are also rather wooden at times.
In these character roles.
In these characters.
Sure.
Makes for a pretty, I'll say, boring movie. Billy Connolly was good. He is always good. I think he's a fabulous actor.
He's great. But he's not funny in this.
No. But he's still...
It's nice to see him take it seriously.
Exactly.
It's nice to
And he
that.
Did everything he could with his role.
Yeah, and the generic FBI guy, her Amanda Peet's partner, he did his role right. And I'm glad they brought Skinner back in for the cameo.
Exactly. It was good to
see
Skinner.
It's nice to see Skinner. But overall, the acting in the movie was fine. The problem with the movie, as we mentioned, is I think we agree on the screenplay. One other thing I want to mention is the direction of this movie I found to be pretty lackluster. Now, I'm no expert in direction. This movie was directed by Chris Carter, who is the creator of The X-Files, and I'm sure he wanted that creative control. I just found that maybe this movie could have worked even a little bit better with the script that it had with a defter hand. I found the pacing, I found the staging, I found the focus of, not actual camera focus, but the focus of the scenes a little off to me. And I don't normally notice those kind of things. So if I'm noticing that, something's up.
I agree with what you're saying, and I'm not sure exactly how the direction could have helped what my issues were with the plot specifically. I felt like it was very fragmented. I felt like there were two or three stories they're trying to tell. Are they trying to tell the story of how Scully is so angry with God, and that's why she completely loses it on this priest the minute that she sees him? Or are they trying to tell the story of Sculler and Sculler's relationship? That would be Mulder and Scully together.
That's what they would call him now on like Sculler. VH1 or something, like Brennifer or whatever.
Or were they trying to tell the story of their relationship? Or were they trying to tell the story? What is the point of this entire other plot line they had of Scully as a doctor has this patient,
this terminally 12-year-old ill kid.
Terminally ill patient, and she pushes and pushes and pushes, and she decides she's going to do this radical treatment on this poor kid who has this horrible disease. What was the point of that?
You are completely correct. I totally forgot about mentioning that. You're absolutely correct. There was no reason for that plot.
It was a waste of at least 20 minutes of the movie.
And there was an extended cut on this DVD. Can you imagine what was also on there? A whole other plot point, perhaps.
Oh, good God.
Of the priest
playing
Parcheesi.
Maybe it would have made more sense if we watched the extended cut.
I can only imagine. There's one more director's decision I think I also want to mention to us, and maybe the shark was completely jumped on this one. There's a picture of George W. Bush on the wall in the hospital, or is it the FBI headquarters? And you hear the dun, 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 completely breaking the fourth wall, completely cheap. Not even to do with the movie.
Cheap gag.
It was a gag that the director put in because, oh, this is really funny. And, you know, I'm not talking about political views at all. I'm talking about it's inappropriate.
I completely agree.
And it was lame.
Very.
Lame joke, dude. Lame joke. So, we come to the part of the show where I ask you, and I have no idea what you're going to say, do you recommend The X-Files I Want to Believe?
Oh, I absolutely do not, unfortunately.
And I do not recommend The X-Files I Want to Believe. We want to thank you for listening to Now Playing. If you have any comments or questions for us, please, we'd like you to send us an email at show@nowplayingpodcast.com. And please visit us at www.nowplayingpodcast.com to find other episodes of Now Playing. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.